It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ." I want you to imagine yourself standing on a stage and the audience before you is just full of people. Some of your family members are there, friends, coworkers, and even some strangers are there. Everyone has their own expectations, their own opinions, their own judgments. And now you ask yourself, who am I performing for? Whose applause matters the most to me? As Christians, we are called to live not for the approval of man, but the approval of God alone. Yet the pull to please people is oftentimes strong in our life. It's so easy to get caught up in seeking the affirmation of this world. But that's not the life that God has called us to, friend. Today we're going to explore what it means to live for an audience of one, for God Himself. Now, Paul's words here in Galatians are very convicting for the child of God, because he addresses that temptation we have sometimes just to seek human approval instead of what God thinks about something. Let's be honest, people pleasing is something that most of us struggle with. What are the signs of pleasing people? Sometimes it's when you find it hard to say no because you don't want to disappoint people. You know what that's like? I mean, where you say yes and then you immediately feel bad. You wish you wouldn't have said that. How about when your sense of worth is tied to how other people perceive you? What's the problem with that, Pastor Keith? Well, it leads to compromise. See, Solomon warned us in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25. He said, "The fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." Friends, when we prioritize others' opinions, we can oftentimes stray from the will of God. It can cause a mental exhaustion when you're constantly trying to meet everyone's expectations, and it leaves us feeling drained and unfulfilled. It also robs us of that true peace that comes from knowing that God is pleased with what we're doing, but not necessarily man. Friend, the approval of people, it's very fleeting, but God's approval, it lasts forever. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, he said, "Timothy, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." See, God already approved you through what Jesus did on the cross. Friend, there is a real freedom that comes from living for God instead of living for people. We live for an audience of one, and that brings a real freedom in our life. Let's look at three key aspects that we find in this freedom. First of all, the freedom from fear. Isaiah 41:10 tells us, God said, "Do not fear, for I am with you." See, living for God frees us from that fear of rejection, the fear of criticism, the fear that we're always going to fail. See, the Bible tells us in Romans 8:31, if God is for you, who can be against you? When I know I'm living to please the Father and not just people, it brings a real freedom into my life. And that includes freedom to be the person that God made you to be, not the person that people want you to be. See, I love Psalm 139 and verse 14 because it says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." When you stop trying to please people, you can embrace the unique person God created you to be. You're no longer bound by society's expectations in the comparisons that people want to bring in your life. For just a minute, consider some of the biblical examples where people had to stop pleasing people around them and please God. I think about Noah. When God called Noah to build an ark, in the middle of a time when people were laughing at him and mocking him when he told them it was going to rain, it had never rained in the history of the world. And here's God's man, Noah, telling them there was going to come a flood, that would destroy the entire civilization. And yet, Noah chose to follow God's instructions to build the ark despite ridicule. How about Daniel when he openly prayed 3 times a day, even though it meant that he was going to have to face the lions and be thrown into a den of lions? He obeyed God instead of trying to please people. Even the Lord Jesus, when he was on this earth, don't you know he had the pressure from the religious crowd to be a people pleaser instead of pleasing his Father? So the obvious question that comes today is, Keith, how do I live for an audience of one? How do I break this cycle of my life of trying to please other people instead of looking to see what God wants? I believe, first of all, we have to renew our minds. In Romans, the 12th chapter, in verse 2, the Apostle Paul said, "So do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." See, this world has a pattern cut out for you. Society tells us what we're to eat, what we're to drink, how we are to dress. They lay out a pattern for us, and sometimes when you don't fit into that pattern, everyone looks at you like you're crazy. So we start by renewing our mind. We get into the Bible and see what God's Word says that He's laid out for our lives. So many people today do not spend any time alone with the Lord as far as quiet time, praying and reading their Bible. But it's so important, friend, because when you spend time in God's Word, you begin to align your thoughts with the truth of God's Word. And that is life-changing. It really is. See, you seek God's approval first. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said this. He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you as well." See, we don't seek things. We don't seek the approval of man. We seek the kingdom of God. So start your day by asking, "God, how can I honor you today?" Make pleasing Him your top priority, living for an audience of one. Then you stay rooted in your identity in Christ. What does that mean, Keith? Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, it says this, "For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight." I always love that verse because God chose us. He picked you for His team. See, you don't have to earn God's love. It's already yours. You just rest in that truth and you let it free you from the need to prove yourself to others. So many people today spend most of their life trying to prove themselves to other people, to gain their approval. But you don't have to earn it with God, friend. He gave it to you as a free gift. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3 and 4, Paul reminds us here to not get caught up in human judgment. He says, "I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. It is the Lord who judges me." We're talking today on Fresh Oil about living for an audience of one. How to break the cycle of being a people pleaser and living to please God and not this world that's around us. Friends, we have to learn to live with an eternal perspective and not temporary opinions. See, man's opinion is so temporary, but God's opinion, it's written down in the book of life. He chose us before the foundations of this world to be like Christ. He created us in Christ Jesus to do good works that He prepared in advance for us to do. God has a plan for your life, friend, and it's a good plan. But we have to let go of trying to please this world. In this age of cancel culture, we've seen people go from having an amazing following to all of a sudden one day, it's gone. They were canceled by the culture around them. With God, there is no cancel culture. You have His approval, you have His love, and it's an eternal approval. Now let's talk about the rewards that we have when we seek to please God and live for God instead of trying to live for the approval of man. Well, first of all, there's a tremendous peace. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You see, friend, when you forget about what people think and you stop living for the approval of man, you have a tremendous peace because you trust in God alone. And His approval is what matters, not the approval of man. Living for God brings a peace that no human approval could ever match. Not only do we have the peace of God, but we also have the favor of God. Some of my favorite writings in Scripture are found in Solomon's book of Proverbs. In chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6, Solomon said this. He's the wisest man who ever lived. He says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him." That's living for the approval of God. "In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." See, friend, when you seek to please God and not man, He directs your steps, and He blesses your obedience. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. I believe God blesses His children with favor when they obey Him. Not only do we have the peace of God, not only do we have the favor of God, but we have eternal rewards that come from living for an audience of one. Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, one of my favorite books, we're going to get to this soon on Fresh Oil and teach the book of Colossians verse by verse. But this is what Paul said in chapter 3 and beginning with verse 23. He says this, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." See, God is telling us here, you're not working to please people. That's not why you're doing what you're doing. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. See, it doesn't matter, friend, even if it's your secular job you work on a day-by-day basis, do it to please God. Be the very best you can be for God's sake and not for the people around you. See, the applause of man, it's very temporary. But the approval of God, it's an eternal approval, and it brings great rewards. Friend, living for an audience of one isn't always easy. And just so you know who I'm talking about living for an audience of one. That one is God Himself and not the people around you. But it's always worth it. When you let go of the need for human approval, it's like lifting a big weight off your shoulders. You'll experience a deeper relationship with God. You have greater freedom and lasting peace. So ask yourself today, whose approval am I seeking today? And then choose the applause of heaven rather than the opinions of the crowd. God is the only audience that really, really matters. Oh, I so appreciate you listening today on Fresh Oil. What a great privilege it is to share with you each and every weekday as we teach the Word of God and share with you some fresh oil on a daily basis. Hey, I would love to hear from you today. Our program is heard on radio stations all around the country. You can also find us wherever you get your favorite podcast. We're available on Twitter, on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and just a whole lot more. I also have a brand new program that we put out with a podcast that's a brief one-minute message. It's called Reflections of Grace. You can listen to it on whatever station you're hearing this program on, and you can also find it on your podcast. It's called Reflections of Grace. Walk in grace, friend. God loves you. He really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.